पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीना परादलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरंगमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं I think that we are lucky, we are all lucky. Today to visit the place where Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, who came from India first to Boston and from there he came in New York and in 22nd Avenue he began his preaching and first disciples perhaps were he done there and also he established Krishna Consciousness International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He brought nothing from India, anything. Only his naam jhola, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Three editions of his Srimad Bhagavatam I saw anywhere here with you. And one untold Gita and his karta, only this thing. And when he reached and when he established Krishna consciousness, then he wrote to send kartal, mridanga, khol, other things. So I feel happy that he gave me some service. Until his last day he was in this world, I was perhaps the last person to speak with him, and he spoke, and I think that after my very last person after me he totally stopped talking after my talking he never talked to anyone. I am so much fortunate to give him his Samadhi with my own hands. And still now I want to glorify him and to serve him. Like my good Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Shrimad Bhakti, Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. It was also a very good thing that Swamiji took sannyas from my Gurudev and his elder guru bhrata, and after that he came to Western country. He has also made one shloka for Gurudev. When Guru Maharaj left this, disappeared, then he made some shloka and made some writing for him and sent to me. Vairagya-yuga bhakti-rasam prayatnai apayan manushubh-anubhivshumandam kripambu-dirja paradukha-dukhi tam. Like this. So, I am fortunate to serve him what he ordered me, and I served. I think that I am serving everywhere. I see his glories everywhere. You are also the glory of Swamiji. You are. Anyhow, you have come for him. If he was not in Western countries, I think you could not have come. You can come if you like. And he speaks something? अच्छा ठीक तो यदि उनका फोन आया तो हमको बुला लेंगे. अच्छा ठीक. फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग व्हेन ही वाज इन मथुरा नॉट इवन टेकन संन्यास ही टोल्ड दैट माय गुरुदेव हैज ऑर्डर्ड मी टू गो वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज एंड टू प्रीच इन इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज. यू नो when I will go there, I have some programs there. I will make some boardings, and so many students will come, and they will host it there. I may supply them anything they want, eggs, wine, or anything. I know that if they will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, they will quickly give up all these things, and they will become pure devotees. Only some association is needed for them, and that is why he did some in a very few time, a small time. All time. He preached not only here, in Houston, in Los Angeles,
South America,
in England, France, Germany, everywhere,
Russia.
And established so many preaching centers. So he wanted that whole world should be converted into Vaishnavism. He has not closed his door for anybody. Never. He used to have association with so many persons. And those who came in his association, like Srila Prabhupada or Gurudev, all were converted at once into so qualified devotees. You are perhaps here most senior among all. Who is senior? Oh. When you took initiation from Swamiji?
Summer of 72.
72. And you?
Summer 72. No, I was initiated in August 72. I joined 72.
Not in 67, anyone?
That's Shamarani.
Ramesh.
Ramesh?
Dayan Prabhu. He got Diksha in 67.
Oh, he's inhabitant of originally from here.
San Francisco, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. After this place, Prabhupada had a center in Brooklyn on Henry Street.
You joined him here?
Henry Street in Brooklyn was the next place he went to after here.
So you should say something about him. Glorify him. I want to hear. How he attracted you and all so quickly.
I first encountered Srila Prabhupada in 1968.
68?
I was a college student at Temple University.
What age?
I was an old college student. I was about 21, I think.
Oh.
And Prabhupada came, he came with Jadarani. Jayadvaita Prabhu at that time.
Jayadvaita?
And a few others. And he made a very simple presentation to college. And it was a time in the 60s when we were all caught up in the hippie thing. And it was very, very calmly, without any, very simply, Prabhupada just said, no meat eating, no intoxication, No other success. And I was just impressed that here he was in the middle of all these hippies and stating the opposite thing that we were all thinking was the goal of life. But he did it in such a gentle way, in such a straightforward way that nobody was disturbed. And then the devotees did kirtan. And I didn't participate at that time, but I remember thinking, this is a very special person. And then after a few more years of being smashed by the material energy, as we mentioned earlier, I was in Brooklyn, New York, and I went to the temple on Henry Street, and I saw someone outside, and I said, take me to your leader. But he wasn't there. And so I went inside the temple, and the devotees preached to me so nicely. I remember one devotee just said, I said, I can understand what, I have one question. You've made, the philosophy makes sense, but this movement is, why am I here and so many who are nicer and not, and someone said, causeless mercy. So I held on to those words and I stayed in the temple and I was waiting, and about several months later, Prabhupada was supposed to arrive. And we were all so excited, and everyone was preparing, and it was always one of those things, whenever Prabhupada would come, and everything would be finished just at the last minute, as he got out of the car, the last nail was put in, the last picture was put up, everybody went crazy trying to prepare for Prabhupada to come. And then there were, Prabhupada's here!
In all the literature, I've also read most prominent Vedic literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, and all other Puranas, Mahabharata. But never I saw that there is anything in their books, and also in Swamiji's book, that you should not associate with any bona fide devotee. There is not ban on this. Everywhere, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Not. It is only for Gurudev or for all the devotees who are devotee. I think it is general rule. It has been not told that only you should glory your Gurudev. We must glory our Gurudev. But also you would have to take sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, association of qualified Vaishnavas. Everywhere it has been. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, in Gita, tad-dhyanartham sarguru meva vabhigacche samatpaman sotriyam brahmanishtam. But I'm sorry, worried, that we went to a place of very shining devotee. But we cannot glorify there. I wanted to glorify him, but anyone cannot glorify. Only very what? Confined? Sankuchit chit.
Only narrow.
Only narrow. Glorify. Then follow home. What is this? Anyone can come and glorify my Gurudev, then I will be more happy. More and more happy we should be. Ramanuj took at least 25 Shiksha Guru. The Shishya, the
disciples
of Jamunacharya. He went all. And he served them. And he received so much things. Then he became Acharya. Swamiji respected his all God brothers. All God brothers. He has never written that. Pure Vaishnava should not be. We Sri Srimad Bhagavatam, Satang Prasanga, Mamavir Jasambido, Bhavanta Rita Karana Rasa, Rasayana Katha, Tajo Sanata Asu, Apabhaga Vatmani, Shaddha, Rati, Bhakti, Anukramishyati. You can explain this slok. And if there is Shraddha, anyhow, luckily came, Swadhu Sangha, can that Shraddha can be developed into Sadhana Bhakti? Never. If there is something like Shraddha, it will also go dry. So, intelligent devotees should think how to develop this Shraddha into Sadhana Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti should be developed into Bhava Bhakti, and Bhava Bhakti should be developed into Prema. But we should know what is Shraddha, then what is Sadhana Bhakti, then what is Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, then what is Should I come? First with Swamiji at Delhi, you remember? I am so happy to meet you and to talk with you. Yeah. I wanted to come personally to meet you, but some very difficult. I wanted to come to your new Vrindavan. I wanted to see Swamiji glory done by you personally. But I am not coming. So, but anyhow, I am so much happy to speak with you. More loudly, please. I am very much really indebted to you, because you have hosted us here. You are so happy. I want that in future we should be like friends, like guru bhrata,
God
brothers. Yeah. Thank you also. Hare Krishna. Give any service you want, I want. I told also that I remember the date when you came with Swamiji first in India, in Vrindavan, Delhi. Do you remember it? Oh, I remember. I told him that if you meet together again, and I will be very happy if you will meet me anytime. Okay. I think he's not so much aggressive or offender. Then, Satana Prasangama Virchya Sambhya. I want that he should more and more serve, very nearly, coming nearly. And if a day come, I may help him also, that he should serve more his Prabhupada. I always want anyone in this whole world, like Swamiji wants, to help everyone to become a pure devotee and to serve Radha Krishna and conjugal. Then Satang Prasangamam Virchya Sambhidam Bhavanta Rit Karana Rasayana Tajo Sanat Asu Apabhard Vartmani Sraddha Bhakti Rati
Anukramishyati.
What is Shraddha? What you should explain, what is Shraddha? you can hear what is really pure Shraddha or transcendental Shraddha. Transcendental Shraddha is one thing. And general in this world, Shraddha is not actually Shraddha. It may be changed at any time. If any little problem comes, and that Shraddha is building, gone. But this transcendental Shraddha will never go if it comes any time. That we can know that it is transcendental Shraddha. Once in a village, some Vaishnava came. And it was the time of Chaturmasya. In that village, there used to live a low-class lady with his son aged 5 years. At first there are no sadhu sangha at all, nothing there. She was used to clean the houses of any rich persons, cooking there or doing anything. Especially cleaning pots and places. And anyhow he used to maintain her life. But when some Vaishnava came, and they decided that we should be in this village for 4 months up to Chaturmasya Vrata, when rainy season will go away, then we will go. Always they were chanting, remembering, doing some bhakti classes there. And that boy, son of that lady, he had nothing to do, but he used to come and sit there and hearing some Hari Katha. He has no idleness, no sleep, nothing. He was hearing patiently. And one day he took some remnant of this Vaishnava, requested that I should take some. May I take your remnants? Oh, they became very happy. Oh, you can take. And he took. And after that his all ignorance went. And a transcendental Shraddha came in this boy. Now he used to serve. How serving? Bringing some water for drinking them, taking their dry vastra
cloth
to river, and after taking bath, their wetted clothes he used to bring, and hearing Hari Katha. Vaishnapada Dhuli, Vaishnapada
Dhuli,
Bhaktapada Dhuli or Bhaktapada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Shesh, Eitin Shadhaner Bal. Bhaktapada Dhuli, the lotus dust of the feet of pure Vaishnava. The remnants of two kinds, remnant Hari Katha and Prasadam, both. And the water in which his lotus feet has been
raised,
and these things. So, these are the matter, and this is the symptom that he has received some transcendental Shraddha. He will not disobey any Vaishnava or Gurudev. He had not made them guru. But I think that he had decided in his mind that I should obey him totally. And this is the symptom of transcendental Shraddha. And guru accept him. Anyone. After Shraddha, this transcendental Shraddha, he has firm belief in all epics, especially in Bhagavatam. And especially also in the words of Gurudev and the words of Vaishnavas, three. And he tried to always to see three are in one line, arna kariha mane asha. And where there is something wrong in Guru or Vaishnava, they cannot usko samash,
reconcile
Shastra Vakya. Then they are actually not Guru or Vaishnava. Where we will see that Guru and Shastra are in one line, and Vaishnava, this Vaishnava special, is not in their line, then we should think there is some doubt.
Defect.
And when Vaishnavas are telling very pure Vaishnavas, qualified Vaishnavas, and Shastra are in one side, but Gurudev is in other side, then we should think there must be some wrong or right. We should try to tell Gurudev that I have some doubt. You should reconcile all these things. If he is okay, very good. Otherwise, if he is not obeying that Shastra and Vaishnava, then there is some effect, defect. Especially if a Vaishnava, he may be of high quality, so much high quality, but he is not in one line of with his Gurudev, Gurudev. Not falling and always criticizing Vaishnava, then there must be defect. Then he should be rejected. He rejects them also. So, if Shraddha comes, then he thinks that if I will serve Krishna, then my life will be successful, otherwise not. And then he accepts any Gurudev, one of five. Because he has heard so many things from Vaishnava, devotees. And then he decides that, oh, I want to be initiated with this Guru particular. He can take help from other Vaishnavas also in this way. So, he is initiated then. And after that, no question of changing. Never. And if he changes, it is a very blunder, mistake or offense. After that, he enters in pure bhakti. After taking initiation. Always in association of Gurudev hearing, and also he may have Siksha Guru. Sometimes Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, the same Guru. And sometimes if Gurudev becomes, goes to Aprakrit, or gives up this, yes, this world, then we have Siksha Guru. Or in the presence of Gurudev also, the pure devotees or devotees of our Gurudev, they also may be our Siksha Guru, no harm. Or our God brothers, the God brothers of our Gurudev, if they are qualified, then they be also Siksha Guru. Like Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu, they were God brothers. But Nityananda Prabhu always taught him, like Diksha and Sikha Guru. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, they always more than their gurus know her. And their Gurudev were not displeased. Always so happy that our disciple is associating with Jiva Goswami. Then he wants to know what is Uttama Bhakti, Bhakti. Then Gurudev tells our Siksha Guru. What is shlok? Anya Abhilasa. You can define.
No other desire.
Why not Annabhilash? Why Annabhilash?
Because otherwise, if there is any other desire, if it is Jnana Mishrita Bhakti, Karma Mishrita Bhakti.
No, I'm not telling of that. I'm telling why it has been not told. Annabhilash Sunna. Why it has been told Anna Bhilashita Sunnam? We should know this. Have you heard? No, that person?
Prempraj.
What is the difference between Anna Bhilashita Sunnam and Abhilasha Sunnam? Other than serving Krishna or devotees.
But
it is absurd. Absurd. We cannot do. We are maintaining our lives by karma and jnana. We'll have